Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm sorry?
I say hello, how are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Well, it was a promotion going on that if you pay for the shipping, you will receive the iPad. I was wondering what happened. I didn't get a confirmation email. I got one, but it just says, thank you for your purchase and a period.
Yes, ma'am. It's pretty much it's a chance to win an iPad, ma'am. You haven't actually won an iPad. It's a chance to
Oh,
win.
so even so, what was I paying the shipping for?
Well, actually, that was the fee. It's not a shipping. It's your contest entry. That's what you the entry. That's the charge they charge you for the contest entry. You have an entry, yes, ma'am.
So how long it went? What kind of contest is it? 'Cause I should have waited to think of
I don't
this one.
know. What did you sign up for? Contest entry for what? To win a vacuum cleaner, iPad?
No, it was to win an iPad and the keyboard, the light up keyboard to go with it.
Yeah, that would that's you was registering for a chance to win those items. You didn't actually win those items.
So where do we go to check the status of
Excuse me.
that?
I don't know. That will tell you depending on where you, because all I have here is the transaction made. I don't have iPads here. I don't have the winners of here. I don't have that. Wherever you, whoever you fill that out with, as far as where you got the receipt from or whatever, because we don't have. What's your zip code, ma'am?
20018.
One moment. What's your name?
Elijah Woodbury.
Okay, Mr. Woodbury, will you verify your address for me, please?
3750 Jamison, Jamison Street, Northeast, Apartment 425, Washington, D.C., 20018.
Yes, ma'am. You. Let's see here. Okay, I see a transaction here where you agreed to pay the $7.95 for an entry, and what that entry is,
It was $2.95.
it's anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95 is what it states actually.
Then we'll go ahead.
Okay, so the Okay, let's see. You. Let's see. Yeah. All right. So what you did, you receive you receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing. Now you're also gonna be charged for the discount store, and you'll receive a $125 voucher as well to shop with.
No, there I can't use that. When I went there to try to use that, the site says you can't make any purchase. This site can't make any purchases. They'll let you go all the way through the cart, put your stuff in the cart, and then when you get ready to check out, that's what it'll say after you put the discount code in. It come up a sign will come up at the bottom and say you this site cannot accept any purchases at this time. Sorry for any inconvenience. So, and
Oh,
then
I don't
it says
know.
I have a $300 discount on the store that the discount or something. I don't know, but that's what it said to me.
Well, it's not a discount code that you're going to use. It's just that when you signed up for the sweepstakes, it's also going to automatically enroll you into the discount shopping store, which is a gadget store. So where you can receive different gadgets, it's a membership. to the discount shopping store. It's not a discount. It's called discount shopping store, but you're saying something about a discount code. It's not a discount.
Yeah, they gave me a code for $200 off.
I don't know anything about that part.
I got all my stuff to the cart. My total was like $50 with the $200 gift card.
That part, ma'am, is not what I'm speaking of. What I'm speaking of, you asking me about, I don't know about that, what you're speaking of. But the sweepstakes that you're registered for when you pay the shipping and handling is $7.95. You entered into a contest, a chance to win whatever item it is, whether it's a vacuum cleaner, iPad, drill, what is it, a tool or personal blender, whatever it is, you have a chance to win it. When I say discount shopping store, I'm speaking of that's the membership that they have where you can go purchase other gadgets, not a discount where you get $200 off or whatever. I don't know anything
Ma'am,
about
that's what they gave me for that same thing you're talking about. Like, yes, that's what they gave me. They gave me that discount code for that location that you're talking about.
I'm not familiar with that, ma'am, because you haven't even been charged. You haven't even been charged for the discount shopping store right now. That's why I don't know.
I couldn't purchase. That's what I'm telling you now.
You can't purchase because you haven't been enrolled yet. You won't be enrolled until 48 hours after you made the purchase, the entry. See, I don't even see when they charge you. They're gonna charge you for the discount store in 2 days. So that's not here yet. That's not what I see. That's not, you probably can't even sign in now. So in a couple of days, in 48 hours, they're going to give you, it's going to show here on your transaction that you were charged the amount. And then at that point, you can go into the shopping discount store and shop, and they're going to give you a $125 gift card as well.
Would that gift card be for anywhere or just in there?
And I did say gift card, but it's a voucher. It's a $125 voucher to shop at the online discount store where you can receive hundreds of gadgets.
Is there any way you can cancel my subscription or whatever going on?
Is there any way I can do what now?
Cancel it. I don't want to be in whatever sweet states or nothing no more.
Okay, hold on, please. So I can cancel the membership, ma'am, going forward. You won't receive any charges, okay?
But I won't be refunded for that present charge.
I don't believe so. Let me see what I can do for you here. I don't think because that takes your entry is still there. It's just that you're not going to enroll into the discounts. You don't want to be enrolled into the discount store.
And there's no way I can remove my entry and get my refund back because I was not informed that that's the process of that.
Let me see what it allows me to do here, ma'am. Please hold.
Okay.
So I don't see here. Okay, we're not shipped. And no, the entry has already been processed. So what happens is you just won't pick up that $69 or $59 charge because I'm canceling it going forward because it's a reoccurring charge each month to be a member. So if I cancel that now, you won't have the reoccurring charge. However, the process of the shipping, that's already in process, so I can't do anything about that. You still have your entry for the chance to win, all right? But it's just that you won't join the membership club. That's $59 or $69 to join. They won't charge you anything else.
Okay, that fine print needs to be a little bigger for websites because that shouldn't be right there. someone not be aware of what they're signing up for, because the only thing came about my screen was, congratulations, you are approved for iPad and a keyboard with neon colors or something like that. And it says, just pay shipping, and they got like the buy stuff little fine print down there. But I should have read the fine print.
Well, all the font is the same size. It should have been, yes, ma'am. It would if the providing it was red. But what I can do for you, ma'am, is make sure you don't receive any additional charges, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, let me give you a cancellation number and let me cancel your account. Please. Your cancellation number.
I don't have no way of saving that.
I'm sorry? Ma'am, excuse me?
I don't have a way of saving that confirmation number.
Okay, that's fine. Well, it's done. I'm notated your account. Customer called in. Does not want to. Want to become a member of the discount club. All righty, ma'am. So that's done for you. The cancel, you won't receive any additional charges. The membership, trial period, you canceled during the trial period, so it won't be any additional charges, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, ma'am, that's all.
Thank you for calling customer service and have a wonderful night.
You too. Mm-hmm.